The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said,
"If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with
you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be within you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, good morning, Christ the King Lutheran Church, here and online. The rain has officially stopped. For the moment, thank you for that. Anyways, dear friends, in these sometimes anxious times, and especially during morning prayers that I do, I oftentimes take 3 deep breaths as a way of centering myself and centering for the things that are coming ahead. And for you today, we have these wonderful words that Jesus says for us this week. You in me, and I in you. This is the message that Jesus gives us today, that no matter what the future holds, we are not alone. You in me, I in you. We are the body of Christ. We are not alone in the mission we share. We have purpose and meaning in life because God loved us so much. You in me, I in you. In such a world that craves for connection and community, we have today's text. You in me, I in you. This is what the world is searching for, yearning for, an intimate relationship with God. Jesus comes to us and promises us that we are not alone, that we will know God, that we will find a shared purpose in that love that we have experienced together. But dear friends, the tragedy is that the church is sometimes the last thing thought about in our people. In fact, it's oftentimes not even on the radar screen. We sing our liturgy, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Alleluia. Gesundheit. We are sent out into the world to proclaim that Jesus is Christ, and we are to find life and hope and a future in abundance. But why is this message not going to those that are needed the most? Are we having trouble believing in it? Do we need to rediscover you and me and I and you? When we know that we are loved, we will look upon others with grace and acceptance. When we experience God's love in us, that grace is showered on us and to all people. We should share that same grace with our neighbors in giving them the same acceptance God has given us. When we pray, "Thy kingdom come," and "you and me and I and you," we can pray, "Help me spread your joy and kindness and shine your light in the lives of everyone we meet today." But the sinner in us wants us to dwell in the negative. We get caught up in our own worlds with little concern about what else is out there. The sinner in us wants to see the gospel only stay inside these walls without any means of taking that message out into the world. We get so caught up in what we have to do, our ways of doing things, that we forget our task that we are given in our baptism as disciples of Jesus Christ. To thank you in me, I in you. in the presence of someone else changes how we relate to them, reminding us that they are made in the image of God as we are made in the image of God. Each person is a gift from God to be noticed and to be loved. But sin makes the love of God seem commonplace and something that we should earn and therefore not be shared, to be taken for granted rather than being treasured. But what if we can make our community something more? What if we can make our community like Arthur Mike Slaughter says in his book, Unlearning Church, a safe place that would encourage us to be honest enough to work on our stuff? Imagine if we can come without a forced smile that keeps our pain locked inside for fear of letting it out. Imagine if people around us were to see us as a safe place where God's love is expressed in our mission together. This, dear friends, is what we are called to be. We are called to be a healing place, and that is whom we are created and empowered to be through our baptism. We are given a gift to recognize the kingdom of God that is working all around us and among us. And that can be such a frightening and oftentimes overwhelming task to be a part of. But Jesus assures us that we are not doing this alone. We have not been left orphaned to do this mission. He has sent us the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, to help name the sin that creeps in on us and hinders us from loving people, hinders our ability to clearly point out the love of God. This Holy Spirit helps us to recognize that negativity that hinders us and to see the love of God in all our neighbors. Sorry, the rain's just picked up. I know. But as the rain is picked up, dear friends, to our confirmation class of 2023, to Emily, to Maya, to James, to Kylie, I almost said Henry, you were a confirmation student way past back there, but to Will and to Charlie, you stand before us today and you are making public affirmation of your baptism and to continue to participate in the mission that we share. It has been a beautiful two-year journey seeing you grow, seeing the Spirit of God enliven your lives and helping you grow into the young adults that you are today, being leaders in your community through your athletics, through your sports, through your organizations, and a mile-long list that I dare not put in a sermon that I promise to be 7 minutes long. But dear friends, I encourage you to continue your studies of the Scriptures, to keep Jesus' commandments of loving your neighbor on your heart, and know that God's Spirit is accompanying you and all of us in our walk of faith, just as God has always done. When God spoke to Moses in the burning bush and called him to confront Pharaoh, God said, "I will be with you." When Joshua led Israel from after Moses died, God promised him, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you. I will not forsake you." When Israel faced exile and challenges, God vowed, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." Or pass through the rain, now that I'm looking at it. And Jesus, as he departs from his disciples, his final words were a promise. "Remember, I am with you always to the very end of age." Friends, the Spirit of God, our advocate, is with us at all times and all places. We are not alone. We are not left orphaned. God's Spirit walks among us arm in arm in our mission that we share. Amen.